lockdowns generally have three characteristics. First is that you're ordered to stay home or you're required to give an explanation for why you're leaving your house, right? So there's actually a stay-at-home order of some kind in place. Second is they ban assemblies above a very low threshold. Third is that they involve forced cancellations of a large number of businesses. But there's a lot of stuff that we would call social distancing that is not about lockdowns at all. Things like we say, okay, restaurants can stay open, but only four people to a table, and you've got to have 10 feet between each table. That's not a lockdown. The business stays open. You have to change how you do business, but this is not a lockdown. Telling a church you can't have Easter services because no more than five people can gather, that's kind of a lockdown. But telling churches you can have services as long as there's 10 feet between every family and everyone wears a mask and you have a detailed individual level roster of everyone who comes in and you have to record everyone's temperature as they come in, that's not a lockdown. That's social distancing. There's a lot of evidence that social distancing works. There's not a lot of evidence that lockdowns work. So I'm very much in favor of social distancing. I think it's very important. And a lot of social distancing measures are going to be very draconian and very unpopular. But lockdowns, where we enforce these things, require people to stay home, force businesses to close, where we simply make no allowance for voluntary compliance, that's too far. And there's also not really any evidence that this actually helps anything.